This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. This world seems so crazy. Things we never thought we would see are happening all around us. In almost every nation, life seems so different than it ever was. People adopt philosophies that we never thought of and do not want to think of. Is anyone in charge? Who is running things anyway? The answer is God. God has everything under control, even though, to look at the news, you would think that no one is in control. Ultimately, those people who look to God and surrender their will to the Almighty as their Lord, their Master, and their Savior will walk side by side in the company of God. But until that happens in the future, things in this world will get a lot worse before they get better. My advice, get on the winning team now, before things get any worse. Act now in faith to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Repent of your wrongdoing, your immorality, cheating, lying, stealing, and other sins, and turn the control of your life over to the control of Jesus, the Son of God. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com, and you may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. People have always admired power and strength, especially when that power is on their side. There is no better time than right now to choose to be on the right side, the side of goodness, power, strength, and mercy. Yes, I do mean on the side of God. God will ultimately decide what will happen in the future, because to God, who is timeless, the future has already happened. You have the chance right now to join the winning side by surrendering the control of your life through faith to Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. As a child of God, I love to praise God for His greatness. And these verses in 1 Chronicles 29:10-17 are a powerful example of how the ancient King David praises God for being in control of everything. Listen to this. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, you may be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand. And at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people, that we could give anything to you. Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you gave us first. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. O Lord our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. Now, some people think life is a random fate. Whatever will be, that sort of thing. A typical response to a belief in fate is resignation. If we cannot change destiny, then why even try? Whatever happens, happens. We can't do anything about it. Well, this is called fatalism, and it is not biblical. The Bible teaches that man was created with the ability to make moral choices, and that he is responsible for those choices. Often, when the Bible speaks of destiny, it is in reference to a destiny people have brought upon themselves. Many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. That's Philippians 3:18-19. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves, Psalm 49:13. A man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself, Proverbs 6:32. Scripture also teaches that we choose to have faith. The oft-repeated command in Scripture, to believe, implies that we do have a choice in the matter. Be not faithless, but believing, John 20:27. Just so we will not get the wrong idea, we are not the sovereign masters of our fate. Only God is sovereign. His sovereign control is called providence. He has chosen to give us a free will, and he has created a moral universe in which the law of cause and effect is a reality. But God is God alone, and there are no accidents in the universe. Fighting against the plan of God is pointless. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord, Proverbs 21:30. This is why the Tower of Babel was never completed, see Genesis 11, and why Daniel's detractors were thrown to the lions, see Daniel chapter 6, and why Jonah spent time in the sight of a fish, see Jonah chapter 1. And it's the reason why I get in trouble when I sin. Even what we would normally call chance or fate is under God's control. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord, Proverbs 16:33. In other words, God does not take a hands-off approach to running the world. The plan of God includes a reward for those who trust in him, and he promises to glorify his children. We speak of the secret wisdom of God, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. As it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. That's 1 Corinthians 2:7-9. Note the use of the word destined in this passage, and that it is a destiny based on our love for the Lord. We get encouragement from the Old Testament prophet of Isaiah in chapter 41 and verse 10. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be frightened, for I am your God. I strengthen you. Yes, I help you. Yes, I uphold you with my victorious right hand. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I fear no one. The Lord protects my life. I am afraid of no one. Job was an ancient man in the Middle East who went through a terrible series of physical trials, but ended up as a winner at the end of the book of Job because he acknowledged God as being the supreme ruler, and God then blesses Job more than ever before in his life. In Job 42:1-6, it reads, then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do anything, and no one can stop you. You asked, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? It is I, and I was talking about things I knew nothing about, things far too wonderful for me. You said, listen, and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. Proverbs 19:21, there are many plans in the mind of a person, but it is the counsel of the Lord that will stand. Psalm 135:6-7, the Lord does whatever pleases him throughout all heaven and earth, and on the seas and in their depths. He causes the clouds to rise over the whole earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from its storehouses. So, in conclusion, God rules over this awful, evil world we live in. Why does God allow evil? The only answer is, for His glory. That is not an answer that satisfies the average person, because we cannot understand the mind and the purposes of God. If you say you do not want to believe in God, well, that is your choice. But know this, you have just chosen the losing side in the great contest of the fate of humanity. To be blunt, the losers, the faithless, the unbelieving, get sent together as a group to a place of unimaginable torment called hell. This is not a popular view, but it is the truth. And I would be a spiritual criminal to fail to warn you of it. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Truly, turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. And this is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has made the heavens His throne. From there, He rules over everything.